Good evening, noobs. My name is Jessica, and welcome to the Paperback Noob Podcast. I'm in Sacramento, California. I've been living here for almost 10 years. I love it. I have a day job as a therapist. I'm an associate marriage and family therapist for a nonprofit, and I absolutely love it. I do have a philosophy in life that I will not make my career my identity. So I fill it with other passions, and one of those passions of mine is fiction writing and poetry writing. I'll pretty much write anything. I just tend to have an affinity for fiction and poetry. I first published in high school for a contest. I think about 3 people read it, and 2 of those were my parents. I don't even know if it's widely known, but anyway, I wrote my first novel after the poetry was published. I wrote my first novel at age 15, and it's your classic plane crash survivor story. My best friend, shout out to Allie, she read it as I created each chapter, and it was interesting because she was the only person that motivated me to keep going, because at 15 years old, you know, you wouldn't normally think of a teenager sitting down and writing a whole novel. But that's something that I was really inspired by, was that my friend was really into it. Every chapter I read, she was reading along with me and helping me create new ideas. So she kind of helped me finish it. It's sitting somewhere in storage in my garage in my hometown. I have no idea where it is. It's probably terrible. But anyway, you know, I was 15. What do you expect? Now that I'm a little bit older and wiser, I see writing as more of a creative endeavor and something that I can do besides be a therapist. Something that really drives me, something that I can offer to the world. I'm going to give a shout out right now to Mer Lafferty on her amazing inspiration, I Should Be Writing. It's a writer's workshop book, and she offers non-advice, and if you read the book, that'll make more sense to you. But anyway, she has this idea of not seeking perfection. And that's something that really stuck with me, because as a writer, I can't tell you how many times I've started a project and then the inner bully, that inner critic in my head, told me, quit, just throw it away, this is trash. And to compare myself to J.K. Rowling, you know, and what would J.K. Rowling think? You know, would she even read this piece of shit? So I do think that that inner critic is a voice that can be turned down. And the inner muse, which Mer Lafferty in her book describes as the, you know, the light that creates motivation for you to keep going, even on your worst day, even when you're telling yourself, I'm not enough. And this is an idea, this is a concept that I use a lot in therapy. In beginning therapists use this term of the imposter, having the imposter syndrome. And that's something that writers go through as well. You can definitely Google it, the imposter syndrome, but I'll just give you a brief description of what that means. The imposter syndrome is when you feel like you are a fraud at what you do. You feel like you're going to be found out, even with the logic of having the experience and the training. And even if you don't have that, but you have confidence in your work, there's always that voice that tells you you're going to be found out, or you're a fraud, or you don't know what you're doing. So I'm here to tell you that we can acknowledge it. And actually, listeners, my noobs, I want you to do that right now. I'd like you to close your eyes and just think about that inner critic, that bully that tells you that you aren't enough and that you can't do anything. And I want you to turn down the volume a little bit, because I'm starting out on this journey too. And the goal of this podcast for me is to make connections with listeners and inspire people to put their best effort out there and not compare yourself to anyone else, because you're unique. You're not like anyone else. You're not going to be the next Stephen King. You're going to be the next you. And even if you don't get published, you know, you're doing something with your time. You're not just watching Netflix, which is, you know, sometimes great for inspiration. But make sure you check in with yourself and not let that inner critic, that inner bully take over. Don't let that control you. And I also love Mer Lafferty's advice of non-advice in her book that all writing advice is crap. So, take what I say with a grain of salt, because I have no idea what the hell I'm doing either. I've never done this before, and I'm admitting that there's a steep learning curve. That's why I created this podcast, because I want you to go on that journey with me up this steep curve. And I hope that you keep coming back and finding inspiration. And I'm starting my first science fiction novel. I have no idea what I'm doing, but I do want to make sure that I take you on the journey with me. And one thing that, you know, really inspires me is being a nerd and reading things like Ready Player One, watching Star Wars movies. I love the movie Her. Movies like that, and books, and aliens. I love that. So I do want to start writing science fiction, and I have no idea where to begin. I'm just going to be honest. So I'm starting out writing a dystopian future science fiction novel. I started writing a framework for it. I don't know where it's going to go, but I don't care. I want to do it. Why not? Let's make it happen. So I'm also going to admit that I have no idea how to do this podcast thing. I'm just kind of talking here. If you have ideas, if you want to connect with me, go ahead and give me a shout out, comment, like, share me on Facebook. Let's get this thing going. I want to inspire people who don't think that they are enough. And if you have any ideas of your own, to just start them, even if you don't know what it's going to be. And I think the pitfall that we all get into is thinking about the finished project before it's actually started. It's kind of like looking at a skyscraper that's already been finished and thinking, oh my gosh, how much work went into that, right? You're looking at the finished product. You're not looking at all the work that went into it, which is more meaningful, right? And it's not going to be perfect, right? You have to go through drafts, and you have to edit, and you have to get critiqued, sometimes harshly. You have to figure out if you want to self-publish or go through professional publishing. I mean, it's a lot. And especially if you already have a day job, if this isn't your day job, I mean, good luck. I salute you. This is a tough journey to get into. But I'm willing to do it, and I hope you are too. So let's do it together. I don't know where this podcast is going to go. I don't know where my writing is going to go, but this is the ultimate trial and error podcast. Let's figure it out. So I'm checking out now. I hope to gain some interest, and let's keep writing.